Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
My name is Charles Latour. You're tuned to I Am Live, and this is the part of the program that we devote to difficult questions and stuff that arises from conversations that I have with millennials and Gen Zs like myself, in which we try to determine how should we react to the world around us, and not only that, what does God expect from us to live in the modern life, that in the modern world that we are currently living in. And the thing that I've had this conversation in July with you, but I want to continue it because I've had it again in this past week, and that's the following: should Christians really celebrate the Sabbath? And I want you to realize something real quick when we have this conversation, that there's different perceptions of the Sabbath, right? So the first perception of the Sabbath is a Jewish festival in which no work may be done. Now, to a certain degree, that is true, but that is not the Sabbath that I feel that we should celebrate. I want you to celebrate the Sabbath, but I will explain to you in a bit now what the Sabbath is that I feel that we should celebrate. So there's all the greater need arising in South Africa currently for people to celebrate the Jewish Sabbath. In other words, they want to blow on ram's horns, and they don't want to go to work, and they feel that they should, well, not do anything. They should just have the Sabbath. Now, interesting, I don't think necessarily that that's the intention of the biblical Sabbath even, but I feel that that is something that we should not necessarily celebrate. So let's go back to the beginning. What a Sabbath means, it's the Jewish term Sabbat. Sabbat is actually from where we get the term seven. It means seven. It's the seventh day. And then it also means this seizing concept. It's a concept of seizing one thing to start a new thing. So it's not necessarily this concept of absolute cessation, meaning seizing everything, right? Seizing to do any work. That, I firmly believe, is not what the Bible teaches us. That's not the Sabbath concept. So what we've made the Sabbath concept, and what people want to make the Sabbath concept, is that you're not allowed to do anything on a Sabbath, right? Which is whatever day, Saturday, Sunday, whatever day. Now, again, I want to make this point. That, I believe, we should not necessarily have. But I do also believe that you should make time in your weekly schedule in which you stop your average workaday life. In other words, you should have a day in which you have this process of cessation, meaning that you don't necessarily just continue as per usual in going to the mall or working or whatever the case might be. You should have a day in which you cease your average lifestyle, your average work rather, or your average day-to-day existence, cease doing that, switch into a new gear which is focusing on God. Now, I've tried my utmost best in the last, I wish I can say last year, but it is actually last month that I've tried, and I realized that I need a day in which I cease and have a different day, right? So in other words, I'm not going to the shops, I'm not going to the malls, I don't go to restaurants, I don't watch Netflix, I don't do anything. In actual, I sit and I contemplate on God and His things. I spend time with my family, initiating time of rest with them, and not just the average or the normal rest, but a proper rest in which I'm saying, like, listen, let's take time off, spend just time with family. Now, the great thing about this is that I don't braai every day of the week. Now, I know that's such a South African thing to want to do, and it is something that I want to do. But since I can't do it because I'm actually at the office or I'm at the church, I need to have a day in which I can do that. And I believe that's part of the Sabbath. Braai is obviously not a rule, but I mean, it's some day that you can go and you can have a picnic. You go to church, after that you go home, you go to picnic, and you celebrate and enjoy God's absolute beauty and infinite wisdom in the creation, in the world that we see around us. If you do that, and you start doing that, trust me, we will stop asking the question, should we celebrate Sabbath? We should actually say, let us just go and have this moment of seizing.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.